Pianos and voices paired for the song Down to the River to Pray, the final hymn at last Sunday's Mass at Nativity of Our Lord Catholic Church in Rhinelander. Singing about praying at the river was just one of many references to faith and water at Catholic masses across the country. The Sunday Gospel, taken from John chapter 4, told of Jesus and a woman at a well.
Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life."
That was from the Mass at National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. But while congregations sang and readers spoke of water, a familiar source of water was absent at Catholic churches in our area. No Catholics touched the holy water as they entered the sanctuary. There was none in the font.
That's such an ingrained action in most Catholics.
That's Father Patrick McConnell, the pastor at Holy Rosary Catholic Parish in Medford, and who previously served in Eagle River. His church, like all churches in northern Wisconsin's Diocese of Superior, drained the holy water from fonts as one step to try to slow the spread of coronavirus. The move was directed by Bishop James Powers, but Mass without holy water felt odd.
Water is such a major part of our identity, even as human beings. I mean, what I find beautiful is that even in the faith, like, water is such an integral part of what we do, to the point where water is blessed and used to bless countless things.
The tie between water and the faith goes back to Jewish traditions thousands of years ago, as told in Sunday's Old Testament reading about Moses, the thirsty Israelites, and direction from God.
"Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink."
For biblical Jews, and today's Catholics, water is tied to the creation story and the parting of the Red Sea. It's a symbol of cleansing and purification, says Father Patrick McConnell.
"The same purpose of the water used in baptism is the same reason why we use holy water. And that holy water is always set in place to remind ourselves that we are set apart for God, for Jesus."
Like other priests, McConnell blesses and performs the sign of the cross over water to make it holy water. What doesn't work is the method in a joke he told me.
"So forgive the crude joke.
To create holy water," he said, "you just boil the hell out of it."
Boil the hell out of it.
No holy water will be in northern Wisconsin fonts for the foreseeable future, and, in fact, there will be no Mass at all. Bishop Powers called off the gatherings in a letter Tuesday. But one kind of water will most definitely keep flowing.
"Now what you're going to hear is you're going to hear the water click in and the solenoid open."
Municipal water serves hundreds of thousands of customers across northern Wisconsin. Part of Eagle River's water supply comes from the third of its three wells, says the city's lead water operator, Daryl Rutkowski.
"This one is our newest one. This was 1972, I believe it was built."
The Centers for Disease Control says COVID-19 has not been detected in drinking water, and the disinfecting treatment used by most systems should take care of the virus.
"Here's our chlorine, which is the disinfectant, and then we have these just three 355-gallon pails that are full. And that's probably, depending on time of the year, right now it's probably a two-month supply."
In Eagle River, like many places in the Northwoods, a small amount of chlorine is added to the water supply as it leaves the pump house. It's controlled by a piece of equipment attached to the main pipe.
"That's a diaphragm. There's a couple check valves here. It's like a check valve, and then it pumps here. And there's what they call an injection port down there."
The DNR requires municipal water systems like Eagle River to do frequent testing. But Rutkowski is glad to know state and federal water experts don't think coronavirus spreading through drinking water is a major threat.
"I've heard very little on the water side, which is very, very fortunate."
In cities, villages, and towns, that essential water will keep flowing during the COVID-19 outbreak. Even if a different kind of water, so essential to religious life, is no longer around.
Down to the river to pray.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.